Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Big Issue. My name is Shane Matsoyane and Simon Stroller is here with me producing the show. Today we are speaking to Sundowns and Orlando Pirates legends. They are telling us how Mamelodi Sundowns got to win the title. Earlier we spoke to Eric Ramasike. He's telling us that Mamelodi Sundowns did well and that Coach Peter Mosimane will come out even more stronger next season. We also spoke to former Orlando Pirates midfielder Tebogo Moloi. He was also an assistant coach at Orlando Pirates, telling us that Coach Mitchell and Coach Rulani and Fadlu, they need more time at the team next season. We also had a chat with Edward Mutale, who is making a plea to the chairman. Find out what it is.
The Big Issue on Circle Aduma Radio.
And now on the line, we've got former Orlando Pirates assistant coach and most recently a head coach at Chippa United, Tebogo Moloi. Teb Sangwana, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing?
Fine, and how are you? And let me say hello to your listener.
We just recently came from this tight Absa Premiership title chase between Mamelodi Sundowns and your former team, Orlando Pirates. Your team came short for a second successive season. Where do you think your boys got it wrong?
You know, they're playing good football.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, somebody needs to ask them, you are eliminating people and you are playing good football. You know that there's something that is called the end result.
Sure.
Now, for me, they need some movement to shake them up. Just not to rattle them. Sure. Make them understand. Ukuthi as upholamlambo, you do this thing ya kolapana essence wenzan. But at the end of the day, we must ask you, after you've done those beautiful things, did you give the final pass?
When you're talking about that somebody, what kind of somebody are you talking about? And do you have that somebody in mind? And who could that be, Debza?
Sure. You know, there's so many legends that got a lot to say.
Sure.
There's Hellman. He's got coaching credentials. There's Jerry Skosana. There's Mark Fish. There's Edward Mutale. There's Brendan Skyland. Let them also go and sit there. And they must see the heat that I felt. And let them also teach this player the way that they think that the game should be played at Pirates. Because they were there when we won the league. They were there when the Pirates got the star. So let them also go and see the heat and see that whatever that they say on paper or on radio, can they transform it out there to the players? Go to the chairman and say, chairman, we raise our hands. Yes, we can help. Yes. We feel that we can direct these players. Let's not just sit out there and say what we are saying. I mean, I'm saying because I was there, I know. So they can't be saying something that they've never been there for. Let them go there and sit on the bench and feel the message, how much pressure it is when you sit on that bench and coaching Pirates.
Now, Bratevza, where do you think Orlando Pirates lost this title?
No, they lost the title against Sundowns. If you want to win the league, you must beat the best. Never, ever have I seen Sundowns come to Orlando and bulldoze us. You know, Pirates supporters leaving their own home ground. And Sundowns supporters remain behind. They sing, they celebrate as if they won the league. That really killed them psychologically. Because of had they won against Sundowns, even if they drew against Upeni, they would still have won the league. Did the team really threaten you to the throne? Because of Upeni didn't threaten us, Pito threatened us.
Sure.
Pito said when I was there at Pirates, when we were dominating when I was there, Pito said, I am going to Pirates and I'm going to ask them how do they do things. And he came. And he surpassed whatever information that he got. And now Sundowns is on top. So somebody also needs to go to Pizzo and say, Pizzo, how did you get it to surpass us? And how do you come with the audacity to come into our home ground? And also Delele, you know, they showed disrespect. Never, ever since I've played for Pirates or Coast has Sundowns ever disrespected us. You remember I said, even when they beat us 4-1 at Ellis Park, sure, when Surprise Theory was on top of his game, never did they sing or sit behind the in the stadium and started singing. Instead, we sang, we played the Happy People song, and we killed them psychologically to say that we've beaten these guys, but here they are, they're dancing to that Happy People song, Yaga Arcade.
Sure.
But at Orlando, can you imagine you're a Pirates player? You walk out of the change room, you see Sundown supporters still singing after you've taken your shower. You know, late in the hour, Sundown supporters are still in the stadium singing, celebrating. You know, that psychologically kills you. So that is where they lost the league, not against Penny. They lost the league against Sundown. They needed that day to really beat Sundown, because you must understand, there's still that 6-0 lingering in our faithful's head to say that at 6-0, now they come to Orlando, they do this. You know, this is where I said to myself, you know, you need a hardcore Pirate man to really go out there and really show Sundown who Pirate is. But for as long as we are playing second season to Sundown, we'll always come second best to them.
Wow. Yeah, Brother Ebza, where do you think they should improve going into the 2019-2020 season if they want to see themselves as the new champions of the Absa Premiership?
This coming season,
sure.
They've got the best team again.
Sure.
They're playing the best brand of football. Sure. They mustn't go out there and get new players. Let them sit down. Let somebody preach to the technical team, rivalry, you know, to take the bull by its horn. You know, go back to last season when Pirates, you know, you'd hear Mitchell saying that it's not what we are focused on winning the league. We are just, it was like you were saying, we're just okay, we will see whatever comes. You can't say that as a Pirates man. You must be brave. Between this season, when they were leading the league with six points, you know, he said, whatever comes, we shall see. You know, those things, you can't say that. You should be saying something like, yes, you're 6 points ahead, and I think as Pirates, you are taking this league. And me as Pirates, we are happy that we're leading we are happy that we're on top of the lock, and let's see if Sundowns can catch us. Now you put pressure on them. But if you want to be on the safe side to say that, I never said we'll win the league if we don't win the league. Yes, if we don't win the league, but as a head, you've said it, you've driven it, and your boys can believe that the coach is pushing it and the coach is driving it and the coach wants it. You know, the technical team, everybody. Mitchell and Rulani and Fadu, they need to time that into these players' hearts to know that this is Pirates who are winning this coming season. We are not apologetic.
Sure.
We want to win everything and we are going to win everything. They must say it when the season starts. And the players will buy into it and they will believe and they will win things.
Wow. Brother Ebza, thank you so much for taking your time and speaking to us here at Sokala Duma Radio.
No, thank you, my brother. And I wish all the best for my team, man. My boy,
man. I tell you who second best to Sundowns. Thank you so much, Brother Ebza.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And now on the line, we've got a former Masanda Wana, a league championship winner also, Eric Ramasike. Bra Eric, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio Live. How would you put?
Anyabonga puti, man.
Sure. your boys are champions again this year, and they've done it for 9th time since the PSL era. How are you feeling as the legend of Sundowns?
Hey, I feel excited, very excited, my brother. And you remember the other day, I think it was a month ago,
sure,
when you guys interviewed me and you asked me about who's going to take it. And I said, it's still early. Let's talk when it's about two games or three games to go.
Sure.
And this is what happened. Because it was between Reds, Cape Town Spurs, I mean Cape Town City,
sure.
Sundowns and Pirates.
Sure.
So after that, Reds dropped points. And then, what do you call it? The Benny dropped. It went to the wire between Pirates and Sundowns.
Sure.
So I'm very excited. It was tough. It wasn't easy, but it was tough. Especially more elsewhere, they played Cape Champions. And this side, playing league, just rest for one day, travel, and play the other day, the next day. So they did well. for me, they did well.
Sure. Speaking about CAF Champions League, I mean, it was a very tough season for Mamelodi Sundowns, having played two CAF Champions League editions in one season. Now, they also had to combine that with the Absa Premiership. Where do you think Coach Peter Mosimane got it right?
Where Peter got it right is that he was rotating his team.
Sure.
Bakanabudlanisa are players, a strong team that play the CAF Champions, the likes of Abu Serino, Nyango, Abu Sompo. And then when he comes back playing local, we'll play around about four or five players, Abu CAF, and then mix with the others that are not getting a chance to play in the CAF,
sure.
Play the local league.
Mm.
That's why he got it right.
Yeah. Talking about those players like your Osirinho, like your Temba Zwane, but there were also a couple of new signings that they made at the beginning of the season, like, for example, your Rivaldo Cossier. We understand that his signing was long. He signed for Sundowns for a long time, but he only started playing this season. There was also that signing of Lebohang Maboy from Maritzburg United. How crucial, how vital do you think those signings were? And not forgetting Emiliano Tade from AmaZulu. How big were those signings for Sundowns?
My brother, let me tell you, it worked for us so well. Like I'm saying, Peter, he was juggling with his players. I think the individual brilliance, it worked for Sundowns.
Sure.
If you can check, Mabuya, locally, he was doing well. He was scoring goals for us.
Sure.
Now, Serino, he was doing the job. Tade, when Serino's not playing or Mabua is not playing, he was put in the team.
Sure.
Either he assists or he scores. Kennedy Mwene, the same thing. When Anyango was injured and being rested, he was in goals. He used to help us a lot at the back. Rivaldo as well. You know, there are so many players. Abu Villa.
Sure.
You understand? Temba Zwane, he would play and score, and then he'd go and score at the Champions League, come back, arrest them, would have other guys. So the brilliance of the individual brilliance, it worked.
Now, Brother Eric, you are Coach Pizzo, and you've been at Sundowns for 6 years, and you've won four championships for Sundowns. Now, as Coach Pizzo, where do you think he should, I wouldn't even say improve, but where do you think he should, what do you think he should do in order to maintain the standard of Mamelodi Sundowns going forward to the next season?
Yo, my brother. Yeah, you know what? I think Pizzo, he still wants to be with Sundowns. You know, he's got a big heart. And the only thing I can say, he must just keep on doing what he's been doing. He's been doing well. He signs good players.
Sure.
That's another thing. Another thing that counts.
Sure.
He signs good players that will fit in a team.
Mm.
That knows how to play for Sundowns. So I think that's where he always get it right.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for taking your time and speaking to us on Sokala Duma Radio. Engos kakulu dad.
Thank you, Baba. Ngiyabonga man for inviting me. Thanks.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And on the line, we have former Orlando Pirates. He's a former league winner with Orlando Pirates, a former CAF Champions League winner, who Edward Mutale. Machans, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing?
I'm together, my brother. Hi, Tuba Pule Pule.
Yeah, nah. Look, my chance. Look. We recently concluded a season where your former team, the team that you hold dearly to your heart, Orlando Pirates, they came close to winning this league title once again. Remember, even last season they came close. Even this season they came close. My chance. Where did it all go wrong for Orlando Pirates this season?
Yeah, I'm for it to. Yeah, another runner up. Ish, out time. So, yeah, in, yeah, out, same position. But, yeah, look, I think it was a good try, especially the first one, because remember the first one, they came from position 9 to almost winning it. This time we thought they're going to leave. But it was not the case, because I think by lose the corner, they play more draws ekhaya than ama win.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You're born.
Sure.
And the last draw before your penny, it was Highlands Park, and it was worse.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the England so it declined in Calicorn, Buddha Droy, Halle's Park.
True.
And then Benny, it was worse. I mean, when I say Benny, it was worse. I mean, 7 minutes to go, you're having a corner kick against you. Instead of calling everybody, you're still leaving people on attack. Four players, they were still on attack. Shonge, Pule, Lodge. Sure. They were still on the attack position. I don't know why they didn't call the rest to come behind the ball.
Yeah. Now, Magens, talking about this draw, you mentioned the draw against Highlands Park. You also mentioned the draw against Cape Town City at Orlando, which Orlando Pirates were leading 2-0. Then Cape Town City came in and equalized. But, Magens, after that, Orlando Pirates also played another draw game because, if I remember correctly, their record this season, they are tied on a record of draws with Sundowns. Do you think that is where it all went wrong for Orlando Pirates, those too many draws?
Exactly. If you look at the difference between Sundowns and Pirates, is that Sundowns won more games at home.
Mm.
You understand?
Sure.
And then Tina, we had more draws at home. Where it was supposed to be a slaughter place, now it was turned to be a peaceful place.
Sure. So you think if they can improve their home record for next season, maybe they can go a step further and possibly clinch the 2019-2020 ABSA Premiership title?
It has to be like that. But when you're having a team or whatever, a company, you have to have a mission and vision. Well, first, and that goes around Kenya, Kokuti. Look, at home we're not losing.
Sure.
No. We rather lose away or draw away, but at home it has to be full point.
Sure. Now, Magens, we just spoke to Debs just a couple of minutes ago, and he mentioned something about Orlando Pirates, saying they might need that someone, that somebody who will come in and remind the players that they are playing for Orlando Pirates and remind them what it means to be playing for Orlando Pirates and what it means for a team like Orlando Pirates not to go years without winning a cup. So, do you share his sentiments? Do you think Coach Mitchell, Coach Rulani, and Coach Fadlu can do enough next season?
Yeah, no, I still got to believe with the technical staff. Yeah, can do better next season and even win it. Because they say you always learn from your mistakes, but I mean, I don't believe in learning on your mistakes. Sometimes you must just learn. Mm. You understand?
Sure.
You don't know, have to wait. Then it's when you jump on my check in. Sometimes just jump.
Sure.
Yeah, what? Mm. So I think they can do better next season.
Sure.
Obviously, for them to do better, they must go back to the drawing board and check every box where they didn't do well and try to rectify.
Sure.
What they've identified with the box with the and then work on it for the next season.
Yeah. At the beginning of the season, they also had a crisis in their goalkeeping department, they had a goalkeeping department where you saw players like even your Wayne Sutherland, even though he picked up later in the season, but there was a stage where Orlando Pirates were rotating goalkeepers because no one seemed to be holding on to that number one jersey. Do you think also that also played a part in Orlando Pirates losing this title?
Yeah, that is a contributor. I mean, there were two crises. One was the defense.
Mm.
Remember, early in the season, they didn't have a stable defense.
Sure.
It was also rotating, even the goalkeeper part.
Yeah.
So, let's say at the back,
sure,
it was a crisis. Mm. And it took time for by rectify, you understand?
Sure.
It took time until they brought in this young boy, Mamela, and other boys. That's when, at least at the back, they were more stable.
Yeah. Now, do you think going into next season, Orlando Pirates, do you think there are signings that maybe you think if they can make signing this player, we hear that they are being linked with players like your Fortune Makaringe. Do you think maybe if they can add a bit of quality going into next season, or do you think this current crop of players that they have is enough going into next season?
Yeah, I think they have to. Yeah, they have to do addition. They need to get couple of fresh legs, fresh mind, you understand? So, but especially in the two areas, at the back and in the goalkeeping department, I think that's where they need to get fresh legs there.
Don't you think when Sunderland closed the season pretty well, don't you think it deserves a chance for next season? Maybe it's a number one again?
No, I'm not saying people must be transferred or what. I'm just saying they need to add up the force with more fresh legs and fresh brain. My wish is the chairman just to be patient with the technical staff.
Sure.
I think they've done well. Maybe second chance we can do.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, thank you so much, Machensi, for your time.
Sure.
And thank you ever so much for listening to this episode of The Big Issue. From myself and my producer, it is goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.